Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Iza šara fe oblava šehe obul rumije vat. Tabriz dora šehe ul arba al ajam. Iza šehe hakim Muhammad Aqtasab nevar Allah vakitu. Pirta hun dil me dard bhera dil liye hoi. Pirta hun dil me dard bhera dil liye hoi. پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے اور ہر نفس میں قرب منازل لیے ہوئے اور ہر نفس میں قرب منازل لیے ہوئے پھرتا ہے مجھ کو عشق لیے چاک گریباں پھرتا ہے مجھ کو عشق لیے چاک گریباں گرچہ خرد ہے تو کو سلاسل لیے ہوئے گرچہ خرد ہے تو کو سلاسل لیے ہوئے جی چاہتا ہے ایسی جگہ میں رہوں جہاں جی چاہتا ہے ایسی جگہ میں رہوں جہاں جیتا ہو کوئی درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے جیتا ہو کوئی درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے مانا کہ ہے طوفان میں محبت کا سفینہ مانا کہ ہے طوفان میں محبت کا سفینہ لیکن ہے ساتھ لوت فِ سواحل لیے ہوئے لیکن ہے ساتھ لوت فِ سواحل لیے ہوئے غفلت کا ان کے دل پہ نہ کرنا کبھی گماں غفلت کا ان کے دل پہ نہ کرنا کبھی گماں ہنستے ہیں ایک درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے ہنستے ہیں ایک درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے میں ڈھونڈتا ہوں تجھ کو محبت کہاں ہے تو میں ڈھونڈتا ہوں تجھ کو محبت کہاں ہے تو ایک قلب شکستہ تیرے قابل لیے ہوئے ایک قلب شکستہ تیرے قابل لیے ہوئے اختر اسی کا فیض ہے عالم میں چار سو اختر اسی کا فیض ہے عالم میں چار سو پھرتا ہے جو بھی درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے پھرتا ہے جو بھی درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے جی چاہتا ہے ایسی جگہ میں رہوں جہاں جیتا ہو کوئی درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد بھرا دل لیے ہوئے اور ہر نفس میں قرب منازل لیے ہوئے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد This poem is actually mentioning the high status of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in here he is mentioning his halat and condition and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tongue of the Buzurgani Deen Awliya Allah opens up on the tongue they are commanded to explain the condition to other people so that people must also take lesson in what the effort, what must they make effort for, how much they strive, and what they have got in their heart, so that people can take benefit. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that once I had doubt about certain buzrugs, especially Shawliullah Rahmatullah Ali. I read some of his kitabs, and he was writing all different titles and different bounties which Allah had granted to him. So I just thought in my mind, he's showing off, how can he say these things? So he says, then later on in life, it happened to me that I was commanded by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make appearance. Then I am Qutbul Aqtab, Allah has given me a certain maqam and status. He says, then I understand why this certain buzrugani deen and awliya Allah, they explain their conditions, because they are commanded by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's a very high level for us, we can't even understand it. So we should never have bad gumani, bad thoughts about the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Certain times they do certain actions which doesn't make sense to us. Sometimes we take it to be pride, or this person got, how can he show off, whatever. But they're doing it in a different way. They've got that ikhlas and sincerity. We must never try to be like them also, and say, I'm following them. But we must try to, we heard an incident of Hazrat Shamun Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So during his life, Hazrat used to encourage the murid, he must praise Hazrat in his face, and he used to mention a certain hadith. But later on, then Hazrat stopped it completely. He stopped everybody from doing these things. So one person went to Hazrat and said, Hazrat, now how are you telling us to stop all of these things? Before you used to do it in the majalis and the gathering. So Hazrat didn't say anything. Then they went to Mir Sahib and asked him. So Mir Sahib said that before Hazrat was doing it because to benefit the people, but nowadays he's doing it for you people. Because you people haven't got that heart. Somebody, you are Sheikh now, you see our Sheikh doing like that there, you start following him exactly like that there, and you haven't reached that maqam and status, then what will happen now? Somebody will praise you, you'll take the wrong meaning, you'll get pride in yourself, arrogance within yourself. Certain awliya, they've got certain status, Allah Ta'ala commands them to do a certain thing. So we can't try and follow that there. So anyhow, Hazrat is, so then, when he went to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah and asked him that, is this the reason? Then Hazrat said, this is the reason why I'm stopping it. So it mustn't be other people who take fujjat and proof from me later on. They are the murid. You know, our Shaykh did this, so we will also do this here. And they haven't got that heart to bear it, the mind to bear it, so they'll destroy themselves. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these qualities also. Hazrat mentioned here that I am going around the heart full with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Piritao, this Hazrat mentioned in Gloucester in England, 1994. These ashar were written. Hazrat says that I'm moving around in my heart with a heart full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every moment, every breath of mine, I'm getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har nafas mein qurb manazil liye huye. Getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm progressing all the time, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the mashayikh mentioned, man istawa yawmani yawmahu fa huwa makhbulun. A person whose 2 days are equal, he's in a loss. Means yesterday is the same like today. We haven't progressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're in a loss. So this is awliya Allah, every moment, the love of Allah Ta'ala is just increasing and increasing. They are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firta hai mujhko ishq liye chak gareba, darche khirad hai toko salatil liye huye. And this is, I'm going around with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way, my clothing also no care and fikr for it. Clothing is like torn. No worry about these things. Great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my mind and brains, which a person has got his akal, that is locked up in chains. He doesn't listen to what his brain is telling. It's the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got it. Normally a person likes to make his akal his God. But here the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become his driving force. He's left aside the brain, the intelligence. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person has got the love of Allah ta'ala, he doesn't even worry so much about his clothing, his dressing, etc. Ji chahta hai ekhi jaga mein rahu jaha, jita ho koi dard bara dil liye huye. My heart desires to live in such a place where another person like me also is staying, who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to sit in such gathering in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, in which Allah ta'ala is remembered. It comes in one hadith, you must sit by those people, إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. When they are seen, Allah ta'ala is remembered. He's sitting in a gathering, straight away start thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those are the awliya Allah, friends of Allah ta'ala, as soon as you come to the certain majalis, ulama, you look at them and you think of akhirat, you think of the majlis, you think of the masjid, you will think of good actions. So this is a great sign. So Hazrat says, I want to sit in the company of those people who also got this heart. So we should always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must keep us in such gatherings always throughout our life, that we stay in the company of those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the great awliya Allah, as Allah ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you make sabr, you control yourself.
staying with those people who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though your maqam and status is very high. But O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also stay in the company of those people who are murid, yuriduna wajha, whose intention is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who've got that fikr and concern. You also bind yourself with these people so that they will benefit from your sohbet. And you will also create, when the people are in a good environment, create shock and desire within a person to do even more good actions. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. A pious company is better than solitude. And solitude is better than evil company. So we should always try and stay as far as possible whenever we get the opportunities, majalis of this type, these gatherings, to sit in the company of those awliya Allah. Mana ke hai tufan mein mahabbat ka safina, lekin hai saath lutfe sawahil liye huye. We believe that in the storm, there is a ship of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but together with that, we also enjoy take the enjoyment of the shores. The person also wants to get on the shore. He doesn't only want to be in the difficulty and problems, but there is also the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in difficulties and problems. But together with that also we want to have a bit of afiyat, ease, comfort. A person wants to come on the shore, not all the time in difficulties and problems. So that also there is enjoyment in the day for the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is afiyat or whether it is shukr on one side or sabr on the other side. Both conditions, but the love of Allah ta'ala, always ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat, for ease, for comfort, because we are very, very weak. And then Hazrat says, غَفْلَتْ كَوْنْ كَ دِلْ پِ نَا كَرْنَا كَبِي گُمَانْ حَسْتَ هِي اَكْ دَرْ بَرَا دِلْ لِيَ هُوَي. Don't ever think bad about the awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for one second also they are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called nisbat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nisbat means, when a person reaches such a status, then not for a moment also he becomes unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's doing all the work, whatever of dunya, but he's not unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the effort a person is making by coming to these majalis, by making a zikr daily, tilawat of Quran Sharif daily. It has an effect on the heart, and slowly, slowly goes in the heart, until eventually Allah's name encompasses the whole heart. And then it comes in the hadith, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. The Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, remember Allah at every moment. So the ulama say that when he used to go in the toilet to relieve himself, at other times, there is no zikr lisani, but zikr qalbi is always there. So this is what is nisbat. The zikr qalbi, all the time a person is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the awliya Allah laughing also. But in the heart they have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi, we saw this many times in the majlis. Sometimes we were sitting and Hazrat will be laughing. Somebody would say a joke, Hazrat will start laughing. And just like not even a second later, tears will start flowing from his eyes. Just crying one way. And he'll take the tissue, he'll wipe it out, and then he'll continue. SubhanAllah, just like such a change. He's laughing also, but the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala coming in his heart and he starts crying. So don't ever think that they are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me dhunta hu tushku muhabbat kaha hai, tu ek kalb shikista tere qabil liye huye. Hazrat says, I am looking for one person whose heart is broken and who is able to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only Allah, they go around the world. And the object is that the love of Allah which is in their heart, they want to put it in the hearts of other people. But those people who have got the ability, sometimes a person can stay in the company of mashayikh for 10 years. Another person comes for 1 week or 1 month, 10 days. But what he gets in the 10 days, another person maybe in 10 years, he never got that amount. He's made so much of mujahada, sacrifice before then, that person. So he comes in the company of the awliya Allah, and very quickly he gets the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another person takes very long. So this person whose heart is ready, who is able, and especially when a person goes through halat in life, his heart breaks. Or it is a guna and sin, the temptations come and a person breaks his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And difficulty, problems come in a person's life, the mort of somebody, death of somebody, a person's heart breaks. At that time, how much of love of Allah ta'ala a person can acquire, he cannot acquire it in any other time. So he comes in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sits there with the talab and desire. Sometimes very, very quickly, a person reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, I am looking for a person who has got this heart, will take the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, Akhtar, usi ka faiz-e alam mein char su firta hai jo bhi dard bhara dil liye hue. That in the whole world, in all the four corners of the world, you will see in the world his fears and his barakat and blessings will spread. That person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and he's moving around. You see how the fears, even sometimes that those awliya Allah sit in one place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their fears spread throughout the four corners of the world. This is what Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi once mentioned. He said that there are many, many people who do a lot of khidmat of deen whilst they are alive. A lot of khidmat of deen they do. But he says you don't see so much of barakat and blessings after they pass away. Once they come to pass away, their work comes to an end. But those people who had sohbat of awliya Allah, and who got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart, so there was a lot of ikhlas and sincerity in their actions. So Allah ta'ala made it such that in the whole world Allah ta'ala spread the fuyuz and barakat. And that we see in our kabir of ulama of Deoband, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi, where he was in Hindustan, one area of Hindustan, but where his fuyuz and barakat, Hajim Dadullah Muajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmed bin Goy rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Ashwari Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, all of our other elders, our kabir, where the fuyuz and barakat is spread. They had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. They moved around, they had this. So because of that, Allah ta'ala spread their barakat and blessings throughout the world. So this is not only for those people, it's for every single one of us. If the only thing, the condition is a person must have through talab, through desire in his heart that I want to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the correct effort. And the love of Allah ta'ala is open for every person. It's not restricted to a rich person, a poor person, a black person, a white person, male, female. It's just that person with heart who got the talab and desire within himself. He makes dua to Allah ta'ala, he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes the effort in the path. Allah ta'ala will open up to that person. Allah ta'ala give us these qualities also.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله المولان العظيم. Just a few words, the morning tafsir that we do, and this ayat came, and there's so much of meaning and so much of importance for us to take lesson, and thought we'll share it with everyone. Hopefully we will benefit inshallah. The surah, the last ayat of the surah, Al-Hakumut Takathur. Al-Hakumu Takathur, Allah Ta'ala says, they're trying to amass wealth, trying to get a lot of money, wealth, etc., has put man into ilha, unmindfulness. That man is just looking for wealth all the time, for the comforts of this world, and the reality of things he has become totally unmindful of. That is the life of Akhirat, the eternal life in this world. The life of Deen, Iman, Islam, obeying Allah Ta'ala, recognizing Allah, he has become unmindful of it. And his sole objective generally in the world is just the things of this world. Immediate comfort, pleasure, enjoyment, for that amassing wealth, etc., greed that comes. And when this greed comes, then a person doesn't look at halal or haram. He doesn't care for anything. He just wants to have more. He doesn't see so much so that he will even neglect his family, then eventually he'll even neglect himself. When this greed comes, and together with greed, stinginess comes, miserliness, then he doesn't want to spend also. He doesn't want to spend on himself also. Even what is necessary on his family, on himself, my money will get finished. It will get less. I have to have more. I don't know what can happen tomorrow. And all this condition, one buzurg says, there was one buzurg that whenever his whatever things he used, food, like for example tea leaves, sugar, whatever in the house, when it's becoming less, then he says, use it quickly up, so that Allah will give more. He says, our nature is when it becomes less, we say now, must go slowly, go carefully, that now there is only little, I only got 2,000 rand left for the month, it's only the 15th of the month, now we have to use very little, otherwise how are we going to finish the month? But that buzurg, when it should come like that, he should say, use it quickly, finish it up, because that yaqeen they had on Allah, get finished, Allah will give others. But when a person becomes miserly, then he wants to just keep back. He doesn't want to spend even on necessary things. So this is that greed. And the occasion of the revelation of the surah, from their Mufassirin have written, is when people either in Medina Sharif, the Jews, or in Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh, some clans of the Quraysh, they started one family with another family competing that we are like this, we are like that, we are more superior. And unfortunately that is there till today. Many families feel we are very superior family. We got blue blood in us. We got royal blood in us. We are somebody. So that occasion came, and so the Mufassirin have said, even that puts a person in unmindfulness. And in Makkah Sharif, this occasion came to this extent that the one family, they said, we are more in number. we got more people. Previously, numbers was a big thing. Whoever had more children, that was the source of great pride. Today, it's the opposite again. The less you have, then you feel you are more better off. But previously, the more children you had, that was a sign of the more wealth and the more barakat that Allah has given you. So this family, when they counted, the one family had less. So they said that our people, great people have died. Let's go and count the qabr. So much unmindfulness what we have to be doing, now they're going to count the qabrs there. And they're going to the qabristan. So Allah says, this also has put man into unmindfulness. And really it is not only the families, not only money, but really it is anything that makes you unmindful of akhirah. And today, like for example, the cell phone, that is also included, how it makes us unmindful, that a person is so engrossed in it, that whatever is happening around him, he doesn't even know. He's so engrossed in it, he's just busy with his cell phone. And the cell phone also, the mobile phone and the things that come on it has made man so unmindful that how many families have broken because a person falls in all the evil and dirt and filth in there. And how many families, children whose parents are alive but they orphans. They don't know where to go, not by the mother, not by the father. They are just like lost cases. While the parents are alive and the parents are around still, but they are like these lost faces. So all the things that makes a person so unmindful. Another thing, which is also related with the cell phone and on its own also, sports. Today sports also has taken such a great part in our life that a person will sacrifice almost anything for his sports. Sports, which was a religion, now has become a god. And a person is prepared to sacrifice anything for his God. And he will do anything. One mother complains also that my children, namaz means nothing to them. But their sports, their matches they got, that 100% well in advance they have to be there for their matches. So this also. How many of us got PlayStations at home also? And this also makes a person, otherwise play games on the phone, we across the board, we will usually say children, but grown-up people, grandparents, they are also busy playing games there. So all these things has put us into total unmindfulness. And then Allah Ta'ala explains further, and at the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, you all will be asked of the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has given. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On one occasion, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house extremely hungry, nothing to eat in the house. And their hunger was of choice, not that they were forced. Allah had prepared to make the mountains gold for them. Allah had prepared all the wealth and riches for them, but of their choice. They lived a life of austerity, of poverty, etc. So there's hunger, there was nothing in the house. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah sitting. He asked them, what brings you out of your house at this time? Why are you sitting here? So they also said, nothing else. They took qasam by that being Allah Ta'ala who has sent you with the truth. That nothing else made us come out of our house but hunger. The pangs of hunger, that there is nothing to eat in the house, and we came out, perhaps we find something and we can eat. So they all then walked and they came to the house of Ansari. In other narrations it was Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it appears this was the time before the ayahs of Parda were revealed. So when they came there, his wife was at home. He was gone out to fetch some sweet water. Because at that time, at the beginning, there was a great scarcity of sweet water in Madinatul Munawwara. So he was gone out to fetch. When she saw them, she became so happy. She said, three great guests of Allah at my house. They have come to visit me here at my house. Allah's Rasul, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what greater ni'mat can there be? Just then, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu also came. Then immediately he was a well-to-do Sahabi, and now he entertained them, and he slaughtered the kid of a goat, a baby goat, small little like a lamb, immediately slaughtered it, and he roasted it, and he presented it together with that, some khajur also, etc., all namats of Allah Ta'ala. Then the sweet water he brought, cold sweet water, they drank that also. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that on the day of Qiyamah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that you will be questioned of this namath of Allah Ta'ala. They said, oh Allah's Rasul, when we were so hungry also, he said, these are the namath that you are going to be questioned. And in that also, we are in ghaflat. How much namath we are having. What things. Today, just to roast a lamb and eat it is not enough. We will have how many of other things with it. We will have some potatoes, potato mash, or what, a potato fried. We will have a lot of other things also with it. And also we should remember that on the day of Qiyamah in Haram, there will be Azab. No Hisab in Haram. There will be Azab. In Halal, there is going to be Hisab. That where did you gain this from? What did you, what ni'mat did you make? What shukr did you make ada of this ni'mat? And this ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala gives us, one is the greatness of Allah. That for each individual, what ni'mat Allah sends for us. When we eat our mango, we should also think, who made this mango? Who put the peel on it? Who covered it and sent it? And whatever is meant for us, Allah sent it of the whole world, specifically for me. And my own condition, that I'm so sinful. And our sins, forget our actual sins, our ibadat are also sins. What kind of namaz we make, what unmindfulness we have of our namaz also, if we have to consider the condition of our wudu, we have to consider the condition of our istinja, especially with the high pan. A person has to be extra careful to make proper istinja on a high pan. It is not easy to make a proper istinja. So what is our namaz also? Whether we are making zikr, one buzur says, if my one subhanallah comes out by Allah Ta'ala, I will be just so happy. That means our subhanallah also. The buzur who said, when Allah will ask me, what did I bring? And I thought if I present namaz, it will come out faulty. If I present my zakat, it will come out faulty. My ibadat, my tahajjud, everything will come out faulty. I will present la ilaha illallah. Believe in the oneness of Allah. So he presented that. Allah asked him, did you forget the night of the milk? And what was being referred to? That one night he drank milk. In the morning his stomach was paining. And he said, I think it was the milk I drank last night. Whereas, la ilaha, what does it mean? Nothing happened besides by the will of Allah Ta'ala. So even the la ilaha, and our la ilaha illallah, how faulty it is. So all these ni'mat that we get, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, actually for us, whenever we eat, we must make first tawbah and istighfar. That we have wronged Allah Ta'ala so much, and now we are enjoying His great, great ni'mat. An example Hazrat gave, like a little child, the terrible two-year-old child, he came in the kitchen, and he pulled out all the things from the shelves. If you go to our house, where there are children like this, you will see that all the drawers, they are latches put. Because the children are continuously, so in the kitchen, he pulled out the rice, he pulled out the oil, he messed the oil on the rice, on the dal, the flour, he made a big mess. Now he's hungry, now he's hitting his mother that I want food. So the mother said, all this mess you made here, so we also, we sit down for food and the big messes we made. That's what the child made a mess is a small mess. Our mess that we make is a terrible mess. All the stench of the world doesn't equal to the stench that what we are doing. All our gunas are so filthy and so how it smells and how dirty it is and what stench it gives off. And then we're demanding food, and when we get the food, mostly we still got a problem with the food. We don't see the great ni'mat Allah is giving us. This is too hot, this is too cold, the salt is too much, this is not right, the roti is too hard, it's gone too soft. Everything we're having a fault with. This ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one is it should bring within us the azmat, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These ni'mat of Allah ta'ala should bring us, in us complete servitude, humility, humbleness. We should be slaves of Allah, that I don't deserve this. One beautiful dua after eating, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha at'am bi ghayri hawli minni wala quwwah. That, O Allah, all praise is due to you. You gave me this food to eat without any effort of my side. The little bit of effort we make, if we have to consider, it's no effort. We worked, we earned, we got the money, we went and buy rice, we went and buy flour, we bought one apple for 4 or 5 rands, whatever it might be. Can that 4 or 5 rands ever pay for that apple? How Allah Ta'ala made that apple? If we have to spend billions, we can't make one apple. This is just a barter system, so the system of the world carries on. Those people who plant it, who make effort, we pay, they get their money, then it carries on. But actually for that apple, we can never pay. For one grain of salt, one grain of rice, sugar, we can never ever pay the price. One drop of water, the world together cannot make one drop of water. All the scientists can come together and they say it's H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. In the laboratory, they got more than enough hydrogen and oxygen. Let them mix two parts to one part and make one drop of water. Nobody can make one drop of water. Nobody can make one grain of rice. Nobody can make anything. So this love of Allah has to also come. That, Ya Allah, all these great ni'mat, and for me, a sinner like me. From that also we should understand that how kind Allah Ta'ala is, how merciful. We know what sinners we are, yet Allah Ta'ala is feeding us and is giving us the best of everything. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? He gives us the great, great ni'mat of His. These are material ni'mat. Allah gave us iman. Iman, Allahu Akbar, is such a commodity that nothing can match it in the world. We get impressed with the position of government, presidents, prime ministers, in the previous days, the kings, etc., what they have got. Where can that ever compare with the person who has got the weakest iman? The lowest iman, it can never ever compare. We got the ni'mat of Islam and of being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. They were prepared to forego their nabuwat to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we have to think of ourselves, I'm in this ummah, where can I be fit? So we will be asked about all these ni'mat on the day of Qiyamah. And in detail we will be asked. And we want our youth, the time that Allah Ta'ala gives us. The next surah is Wal Asr. And Asr, time. Time is another great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But today, in Ramzan Sharif is coming. And we hear so commonly in Ramzan, people say that we go for a drive to pass time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully, a person wants to pass time, fails time. That when you want to just pass time, that time you failed it. Time was, and Buzurgan-e-Deen, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, one great Syrian alim who was based in Saudi, he went and he had lot of contact with our ulama of India and Pakistan. He visited one of the alims in India, and he found the room, or his room, where he used to practically stay. 24 hours, you hear his family, hear his house, but we see our Buzurg, they just stay there, their kitabs, their ibadat, all the time they are just occupied. Little bit they go and fulfill rights, they go to the family, etc. We have got a very different concept of life. Allah make us ma'am. Some Indonesian students who were studying here, one of them told me that he just can't understand that how we, as for example, the principal, the ustads or in the madrasa, we got separate houses. By them, they stay with the ustads together. 24 hours they are together. That is how they live. And they learn all the qualities from the ustads like this. And then if you're staying with your students all the time, how the ustad also has to be vigilant all the time. And the students, they are always watching you with a very critical eye. And they learn also, they are those who every small point they want to learn. You just can't understand that how, yeah, we are staying separate. So with this Western environment, our three meals, and on top of it we say breakfast is the main meal of the day. Which hadith, which practice of ours, of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, Awliya, they've taught us that breakfast is the main meal of the day. But today we will tell our children, we will emphasize it, we will spend the money, breakfast you must have properly. All the things. And how we, for Ramzan also, how Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that very time we also will eat more. And we tell the children also, all day you have to stay hungry. And our memory is so short-lived that iftari time, we again say, whole day you are hungry. Today we ate enough till iftari. And iftari we say, the whole day you are hungry, so eat again double. And when we are like that, what tarawih also we are going to make? When all that gases are coming, and you, the belches you are taking all the time, and the terrible smelling from your mouth also, that breath that comes out. So how can we enjoy our tarawih also? It's very difficult for us. So we can't understand this. So anyway, these Buzurganidin, they live their lives in a different way. So in his room, he had two doors. And at both doors, he had sandals. His chappal, sandals at both doors. So Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda rahmatullah alayhi asked him, isn't this extravagance? That one pair of sandals is enough. If you want to go this side, you take it to this side. So he says, the time it takes to pick it up and bring it to this door, that time is so valuable that I don't want to lose that time. Today, time is a very, very valuable commodity. Time is a very valuable commodity. But we waste time. And we are very, very clever also, that if something is 2 rand cheaper somewhere, we will spend 20 rand more petrol, we will spend 2-3 hours more to go and buy that. Eh? So the time also we don't see, and we don't see it, all the other expenses also, but we will go there. So anyway, time is another very, very great commodity which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And in the Akhirat, when our time will come to leave, how many instances we read, when Malakul Maut came to a person, then he begged him, just let me do this, just let me do that. But then it is far too late. Now you cannot do anything. So time is also a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and we will be questioned also. And the time of our youth, each one of us, if we think, very, very fortunate are those youth who spend their time correctly in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damat Barakatum, said that when he was young, he also had some interest like karate or schooling. He says, if I had put that time in learning Arabic, and how valuable it would have been, and the knowledge of Arabic and then Quran and Hadith, he said, where we wasted our time. We think we're going to matrik, we were staying awake till 12, we're going to varsity, staying awake late at night, studying. When we get the reality, we will be ever so sorry we did all those things. And the reality that for Akhirat, what did we do? And how much did we prepare for Akhirat? So much so it comes that in Jannat, where there is no punishment or anything, but those moments of sorrow will come on people of Jannat also. For those moments that they had spent without making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And we spend how much time, not only that we don't make zikr, not only in ghaflat, but how much of our time is spent in sin, open sin. And we just were committing sins on the phone one way, and how many hours go on this. So we will be questioned about this. So this ayat has got great, great meaning, that on the day of Qiyamah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ Lam of Ta'keed, Noon with Tashdeed on it, also of Ta'keed, the words of Allah in the Quran Sharif, the biggest kitab, the greatest kitab, Anin Na'een, all the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has given you, that this good health that you are enjoying. Many of us, we say, I'm so long, and my health is so good, Alhamdulillah, but what right did we fulfill with that? How much did we engage that health of ours for the deen of Allah Ta'ala? The time that we have got, how much have we used that for the deen of Allah Ta'ala? And when we read in the kitabs, a person, for example, on a very, very hot day, he's traveling through the jungles, he meets a young boy who is a shepherd looking after his animals, and he finds on this extremely hot day, and we can't even imagine this hot day, those places where the temperatures go to 50 degrees centigrade, 54 degrees centigrade, how hot. And he found him is keeping roza. So he said, you're keeping roza on a nafil roza, not faraz roza. He's keeping roza on a day like this. He said that it's my free day, I've got no real work, just looking after the animals. So why shouldn't I? So they engage every moment. And one great thing also of looking after our time is niyat, to make niyat. Our buzurg say that the buzurganidin, the awliya, many of them have reached high stages only on niyat. How we make niyat, like we came for example majlis, how many of us really did make niyat? Or we just got in the car, that also inshallah is counted as niyat that we went. But if we had made this niyat, we will go there. Four things we should try and keep in mind whenever we listen to a talk of deen. That we listen to the talk, and secondly, that we will capture it. Not only listen, but capture it in our condition is such, we'll go home, the wife will ask, anyone ask us, what was the bayan? Any bayan, generally, very good bayan. What was it? Oh, I forgot. But to capture it, if a person worked 2 hours on his computer and he didn't capture it, he didn't save it, so we have to save it also. Then thirdly, to make amal on it. And fourthly, to propagate it. A person who does this, just of any bayan, we go to the masjid, there is kitab reading, which on every masjid, inshallah, there is kitab reading. With this form, things in mind, a person will benefit tremendously. Ijtima is coming, how many bayans will take place? If each bayan we make this intention, just going to listen to a talk of deen, that has got the sawab of one hajj, a sawab it has got. So if we come with that intention, that we will listen to the talk of deen, we will get one hajj sawab for that also. And then further, that we will meet our brothers. We will make salam to them. For that we will get. We will smile with them. We will ask them, how are you? And when they say, alhamdulillah, we will be happy. And when they ask us, we will say, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah fills the whole place with sawab from the ground to the sky. And on the pan of scales, one subhanallah will be put, so heavy it will be. So one alhamdulillah will be put. So that, how many more things that we can make niyat for. So by niyat, a person, the author of Mazahir-e Haq, or the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, has written up to 15 niyats we can make when we come to the masjid. We can make so many masjids. When we read Quran Sharif, Ibn Kathir has written up to 20, 21 niyats we can make. So if we just think of this, that if we read one page just like that, and we read one page with the niyat, what a great difference. And also, another very good point that we learned today is that the making of salam. Salam is a very, very great ibadat. And assalamu alaikum, that alone is so great, peace. And when Allah will put peace, how many of us, we haven't got peace. Peace is gone out of our lives. When we will make salam that Allah, you put peace, on our family, who doesn't want peace in the house? But if we make salam, peace will come in the house. And then Mufti Zainul Abideen Saab, Rahmatullah Ali said, Haji Saab reminded me today, Jazahumullah Khair, that Mufti Zainul Abideen Saab, Rahmatullah Ali says, when you make that salam, peace. Peace for you in your whole life. Peace at the time of mort. A person who gets peace at the time of mort. Peace in the qabr. Peace on the day of Qiyamah. And when you enter Jannat, Salamun Qawlam Min Rabbir Rahim. Salam, peace on you. The word of Rabbir Rahim. Who is Rabbir Rahim? I make salam to you, you make salam to me. This is salam from which Rabb? Rabbir Rahim. He's making salam, and that will be in Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make salam when we enter our homes. When we go from one room to another, make salam again. Make it common where the wife is, where the husband is, where the children are. You don't just go shouting. Mothers will just go in the shouting in the room. You didn't still make your bed. It's already time. It's this, that. No salam days. We make salam. And Allah give us the habit, wa rahmatullah. Allah's rahmat on you. If we get the rahmat of Allah, what more? And everyone wants barakat. And Allah knows our temperament so well that as-salam is singular. Wa rahmatullah, rahmatullah is singular. Wa barakatuhu, that is in the plural. Lot of barakat for you. And everyone wants barakat. Barakat in the business we want, barakat in the home. And this again, this greeting, tahiyyatan min indillahi mubarakatan tayyiba. A greeting from Allah, Allah gave us. And it is full of barakat, and it is a pure greeting. But we have traded it in for what we know. Hi, Jamsho, Aujo. Whenever we meet also, then as the families are leaving, Aujo, Tamubi Aujo. But no salam. On the phone, there is no salam. Very, very seldom. Everything else there will be. House, there, what a condition. A person who got a car, 2010 model. He wants to trade it in. Will he trade it in for a 1980 model? He's going to trade it in for a later model. But we have traded in a top salam for that model, which is of the kuffar, of the non-believers, of the people who have got ghaflat, we have traded it in. So this salam also is a very, very great namat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we really can just, the basics of deen are really everything of deen. And if we will do the basics, Allah will give us the whole of deen also, it will come. If we will make the salam, and then with the rahmat of Allah, our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib explained so beautifully in one bayan, when we come in the masjid, we make niyat, waftah li abwaaba rahmati. What is the rahmat of Allah when we come in the masjid? That we are making namaz now. Allah gave us tawfiq of namaz. We are listening to a bayan now. We are listening to, we are reading Quran Sharif. We are make all rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Now we gathered the rahmat. Allah Ta'ala told us, you come and taught us through His Nabi, ask me my rahmat. Now when we are in the masjid, we made our time valuable. If we do it like that, inshallah, we won't destroy all these a'mal. We're talking loudly in the masjid, talking of worldly things. It is narrated, talking in the masjid of worldly things is like with a razor. We are totally erasing, shaving away all our good deeds. Some narrations come, whether they are weak or strong. But the malaika tell us that when you talk, uskut ya wali Allah. Oh, the friend of Allah, keep quiet. And then they say, adu Allah, oh, enemy of Allah. Oh, baghizullah. Oh, the person on whom Allah's anger is coming down. Shut up in the masjid. And but ours, our condition. So anyway, that rahmat that a person engages in all these good things. When we go out of the masjid, so to say, Hazrat has explained it so beautifully, taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are in a way saying, Ya Allah, what you wanted me to do, I did for you. And also in many riwayat it comes, when you are in the masjid, Allah looks after your outside world. He looks after your house, your business, everything. So now when we go out, we say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadli. Your rozi. Fadl ya is rozi. Rozi. Ya in the masjid we came, we fulfilled the rights of Allah. Now ya Allah, we did our job. Like a person who worked. We did our job, we made our namaz, everything. Now our pay. Pay us now, give us our rozi now. So now when we're going out, and also ulama have written, when we leave the masjid, Allah give us tawfiq, then leave the masjid and go directly. Don't waste time standing around outside and in all other, especially the bad things, as somebody has said very beautifully, when we go out of the masjid, don't join the PPC. What is the PPC? Payment Panchayat Club. The club that outside, and only one condition to join that club. and that is agarbatti. You see, go there, you pull out your cigarette, you start smoking, and now you start talking. Today the Taraweeh was too long, it was too short, too fast, too slow. All our comments, whatever we gain, whenever the time comes of accumulating or making wealth. Normally also we will say when November, December comes, now you must be more alert. The crooks also are more now. They know people are making more money. So the robberies also increase at that time. So Ramzan also, when we are now making big business. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ. Such a big business, تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That's going to save you from the عَذَابِ أَلِيمٍ. And then in front that will enter into Jannah, Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, wa masakin tayyibatan fi jannati adn, dhalika al-fawz al-azim. What a business in Ramzan. So shaitan is also more alert. And he, after Taraweeh, yeah, we will go, we'll travel 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 kilometers, because there the Taraweeh is 5 minutes shorter. But traveling that 50 kilometers, how long that will take and how much of petrol, that we don't consider. And even if we save the 5 minutes in the Taraweeh that was earlier, but outside we go and we start sitting, we make our groups and we are discussing there. We lose everything. The month of Ramadan, the month of Allah Ta'ala's blessings are pouring down in this month of Ramadan. We will be asked, what did we do of this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala? And the month of Ramadan is not the savouries, and it's not all the samosas, and not all the other things. The real ni'mat of Ramadan are the ibadat of Allah, turning to Allah. When we see the lives of our elders, that the Maghrib namaz, then the awwabin, how much of time? Then just little bit perhaps they will eat. And then again Isha. And Taraweeh again, not like us. Taraweeh, so some of them till 12 o'clock at night. They take their time and make their Taraweeh 1, 2 o'clock. We might understand that we have to go to work, and really if we want to, everyone is entitled to 3 weeks of paid leave. If we take it in Ramadan, we can also do that. And 1 week, take it unpaid leave, and the month of Ramadan, then we even if we don't go for i'tikaf anywhere, we don't go for umrah, but we are at home, we can spend more time in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And we take that leave now in December, and where are we going to spend that leave again? All the money, how much on holidays today, we know how much is being spent. And what places we are going to, and what evils are taking place, and we are going to be asked. And this holidays that we're going for, how are we going to answer also? Unfortunate if we have realized this, and we do understand we have done wrong, and we ask for maaf. Allah is such a kind being that Allah readily makes maaf. When we ask for maaf, Allah destroys all the evidence of those gunas also. Wherever that evidence is, Allah Himself, He doesn't order the malaika to destroy that evidence, He Himself destroys all that evidence. So if all that evidence is destroyed, then alhamdulillah. But if we're not realizing, we are just going on with this ghaflat, unmindfulness of ours. And also one sad thing, that if when we hear talks like this, or myself now as I'm talking, I'm thinking other people are wrong. We don't, our focus is not on ourselves, that how wrong I am. We want to change the world, we can't change the country, we can't change our province, we can't change our family, we can't. But at least if we can realize, I can change myself. And that is where it has to start. And then try and change everyone else also, but at least change ourselves. As Mufti Taqi Usmani, Da'amat Barakatum, gave this beautiful example. Everyone wants to bring change in the world. So he says our body is like one country. And in this country, there are many provinces. One province of the brain, one province of the eyes, province of the tongue, ears, all heart, legs, hands, everything. And you are the president of this country. And you don't have to, no elections, lifelong president you are. There isn't somebody else who will come and take over. You don't have to worry about voting and elections and campaigning or anything. You are lifelong president. So all you have to do is you bring Islam in your life. You are the president. You got no opposition. So you are the present, you bring Islam in your life. If everyone thinks like that, Islam is in the whole world. But all of us are worried, my wife must come right, my children must come right. Our town people, in our town, hey, the people are really, they've gone overboard with things. And I'm all right. I'm 100%. If we can realize, I must start. And really, this is what the tasawwuf khanqa is, that I have to come right myself. Ramadan is coming. 15 Shaban night is coming. All these are occasions that we make ourselves right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq for this. So and we're going to be asked. Allah has said there is no doubt you are going, your feet won't be able to move from their places on that day until you don't answer the five questions. That your youth, where did you spend it? And particularly your whole time of your life. But the youth especially, and unfortunately perhaps all of us, our youth, we just destroyed it completely. Even if we just were going to school or whatever, but really how youth has to be spent and used. Today there isn't that environment. Again, the whole that alien, whatever, it's Western, it's modern, it's whatever. But therefore, we our own children now also, hey, we don't bring them up. Maulana Riyaz Hashim Rahmatullah Ali, his father, his son was telling that, for example, on a Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, he would put them all in the car and then they would go visiting hospitals, go visiting prisons, visiting orphanages, visiting mental hospitals, visiting orphanages, visiting where the lepers are. All this. And on each day, it was his wasiyah to them that till there aren't orphans on the table, we don't eat. Okay? So this is, now we pack our basket for picnic, and we are gone, or on a Sunday, I must sleep till 10 o'clock, sleep till 11 o'clock. Our whole setup, we are so influenced, and it's just a natural, it's the right thing, it's a weekend. So weekend is a weekend. But for a mu'min, Allah Ta'ala make us to come out this ghaflet of ours. And our lies that we speak, how much lies? For example, wife said you must buy bread in the morning when you come from Fajr. We forgot. Now she asked us, where's the bread? Shop was closed. It's a lie. The shop, we didn't even go past the shop. We forgot. We won't say, I forgot. When she catches us on the cell phone, then see the amount of lies and qasams on that lies also. What things? And then all the problems start there. Amount of lies that we speak. And every lie is a guna, a kabira, a major sin. With a scissor of fire, our cheeks will be cut, and they'll come right. Allah save us all. Ghibat that we make, backbiting, is the order of the day. Whether we are good people who are counted, we got topi, we got a mama, a kurta, everything we got, but ghibat is the order of the day. So many gunas we are involved in. So Allah Ta'ala warns us that we consider that day when you will be asked of every ni'mat, not the ni'mat. Ni'mat, the azab of Allah, the things that the haram that we do, there will be just punishment. One way, straightforward punishment. In the halal, we will be asked of every small thing. So it is not going to, the journey is not easy, but we carry on as if there is no journey whatsoever. We are in total oblivance of the reality of the life that is going to come. When we are driving, for example, sometimes, and the mist is very heavy, that you can't see half a meter in front. You got your headlights on, you got your fog lights on, and how difficult isn't it? But when the mist lifts up, then it becomes so easy to drive now. Just like that, this mist is on our head. So we are here. فَصَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ. You will see soon when the dust will settle down. In a horse race, when the horses are really galloping fast, so much so, it comes in the hadith, in the Quran Sharif, that these horses, in the morning dew that fell on the ground, and that wetness doesn't allow the dust to rise. But these horses are galloping so fast that in spite of the dew on the ground, the dust is still flying, that you can't see which horse is in front, which horse is at the back. But soon when the dust settles down, then you will see who is a winner, who is a loser. So now the dust is flying high. Qiyamah's day, we will see who are the losers and who are the winners. And there are many, many people who we despise in this worldly life. We look down upon them. They are just ordinary nothings. They will be very, very high. And people that we had great regard for, they will be very low. So we have to have fear of that day. That day, Allah says, we will be questioned about all our, every ni'mat of Allah that He has given us, we will be questioned. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy. There is nothing else that we can go to Allah with, but with the hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We are living also only in the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, we have done everything for our destruction. It's only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and we just have to beg Him for His forgiveness. If that comes in us, to beg Allah for His forgiveness, to hope in His great mercy, inshallah there will be hope. Otherwise, with our amal, we are really lost cases. Allah be kind and merciful to us, inshallah.